Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Digga Joel Lewis.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you're listening to the best internet program on the planet, the best one on the net, the best one in Dallas, Texas. This is the internet program, and we go around the world. We are so happy and pleased that for ministry that God have opened the doors up in our ministry to show the light on them and to encourage them. I'm excited about what we're doing today. We got a couple of guests that's going to come on here that kind of blew my socks off. I saw our first guest at work in the ministry field, and I said, wow, man, I need to bring them on board here to let them share their gift. And they agreed to come on board here. But before we bring them on right now, we'd just like to say hello to Beverly Beasley, the sponsor and the founder of this here internet program. It's Free on the Inside. We have a website. It's grannysplace.org. Please take time to go and visit that site, and you can be encouraged by the things that we're a part of. And guess what? Now you're a part of those things also. And also, I'd like to say hello to our co-host that's on the line, Brother Daniels. He's going to come on in a minute, and he's going to share some things with us. But before we go any further now, we'd just like to bring board our guest this morning here. We have two members of the ministry team that I met last weekend, and I am so glad and honored for them to be on here. And I'd like to introduce you at this here time to the Helping Hand, Healing Heart, Healing Through Helping Ministry with Charlie and Sade on there, I believe is what that her name is. And we're going to bring them aboard here. Good morning.
Hello.
You on the net?
Good morning.
Hello. God bless you. Good morning.
God bless
ladies,
you.
Introduce yourself and tell us about the ministry God has put to your hands to do.
Well, I'm Leilani Russell, and go ahead. And I'm Shade Johnson. And basically, our group is called Helping Hands, Healing Hearts. We are a nonprofit that we go out and we help homeless people. We mentor young, underprivileged kids. We work with battered women. We do everything that there is possible to do in the community.
All right, thank you, Elon. And Sade, now introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Sade Johnson. I'm the treasurer. And just like what she said, we go out, we feed the homeless last Sunday of every month. We also mentor kids and do just about any community-based thing we can to help give back and make a difference in the community.
You know, I saw your ministry last week downtown at one of the local shelters. How did this ministry come about?
A year ago, myself, Leilani, Sade, and we have another business partner, Shannon. We had saw a group of people out of Los Angeles that would go out and feed the homeless once a month. And that's something that we always wanted to do. Sade wants to help battered women. I've always wanted to help troubled youth, and Shannon always wanted to help young men. And we got together and was like, we should bring this to Dallas. This is a really cool idea. And it started off with us just wanting to go and do it, feed the homeless, to deciding that we wanted to make a business out of it and really go out into the community full force.
Charlie, you like to chime in on that?
Yes. The last Sunday of every month, which is what she was speaking on, is called #WantYouBad, which, like she said, it started off in Los Angeles with three friends on Christmas of 2012, if I'm not mistaken. They wanted to go feed the homeless on Skid Row. So So they got together and made sandwiches and went out to the to Skid Row in Los Angeles, and it went viral. And so it ended up growing to different states within the U.S. as well as it's now in Africa, it's in Canada and Mexico. We decided, like you said, a year ago to bring it to Dallas, which is hashtag Dallas, which is what you saw us for last Sunday. And that's basically it. We saw it. It touched our hearts, and God put it on our hearts to start it, which is something we had already been doing and discussing anyway. So we just made it our business, and that's what we do, try to feed the homeless and make a change and help end poverty in Dallas.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, tell me now, how many on a given month? I know it's hard to get, judge the number, but how what the amount of lunches that you're fixing on a given month? And you only do this once a month.
The most sandwiches or lunches that we have made has been probably a little over 400. We go to two spots. We go to the Austin Street Shelter and we go to the Bridge Shelter. And we usually kind of want to give them more than one sandwich. So the most that we've made is a little over 400.
All right. And also, tell me, now, ladies, I want both of you to answer this here. How do you manage to get over this? How do you learn to manage your comfort in an environment like this? Because you have all kind of people and all kind of personas that's coming at you. What gives you the confidence and success, and the assurance that you can do this well and pleasing to God?
First of all, this is a ministry that only God can truly put on someone's heart, I feel. He has blessed us in more ways than one. And this is something that I usually get in trouble for by my teammates because I'm not afraid of strangers at all. I just go out by myself. And as a team, we've met some really great people, some phenomenal people who have strengthened our faith in God, who have given us the will to want to continue to go out. There's some people that come out every once in a while that, you know, might not be in the mood. I understand they're hungry and it's hard out there. But for the most part, we have encountered wonderful people, and it's just the love that we get when we go out there just makes us want to do it even more. And the fact that God has put it on our hearts and we know that this is something that we love to do, that we actually have a heart to do and want to do in the community, that, you know, it's nothing that can stop us. That's just, it's great going out there. It's something that we look forward to every month, to be able to go out there and speak to people. Most people are scared of the homeless, but we embrace them as our family. We don't force anything down their throats, and we kind of just like to talk to them and have a good time every month.
All right, yes. Charlie.
I agree with everything she's saying. It's 100% true. God placed this on our heart, so he's not going to fail us, and he's not going to let anything happen to us that isn't supposed to happen. Also, we're surrounded by each other and friends and family, whether it's just me, her, and our other partner, Shannon. I feel protected. I don't feel like there's anything that's going to go wrong, because even though, yes, she does run off by herself, we have that comfort zone that allows us to just go out and walk off and feed them and talk to them and not worry about if anything's going to happen. As well as, yes, we're out there, then we also have a team that comes out there as well. So even though we may not be in vision of another person, we still know we're out there, so we're still somewhere keeping an eye. Okay, do I see Leilani? Do I see Shannon? Do I see Stephanie? Do I see April? You know, we're still watching out for each other. And as well as, I have my children out there. My daughter is 5. I have a 1-year-old son. So I have to have some form of comfort if I can bring my children out to help them feed the homeless and help them give back. Because if not, I wouldn't bring them. And my daughter, she's excited. She counts down. Is the hashtag lunch bag yet? Is the hashtag young lunch bag yet? Yay, it's hashtag lunch bag. We're going to hashtag lunch bag. She's excited. She has a little dance. So it's just a blessing to be able to go back and give to them and not have to worry. And there's no fear or anything. I love it. I look forward to it. And we go back as much as we can. So that's basically all I have to add to that.
Well, that's great. And the reason I ask that, because a lot of times people want to know, can I do this here? You know, am I going to be secure? Am I going to be comfortable? And it's good to hear other people do it, because I do this type of ministry, and it's a blessing, and it's, and there's a calmness that comes as you go down and you minister to people here. And they're needing that, and they're looking forward to it, and it changes lives. You know, our slogan is help change a life. And you ladies and your ministry is help changing the lives of the men and women in which they encounter. You may not ever see them but that one time. But that one time could make a difference. That after many years from now, they'll look back and I say, I remember Ilani and Shannon that came down with a smile and they gave me some resources and they prayed with me. And it changed my life. So thank you, ladies. Thank you. You know, and I see y'all last week, I was really surprised because of your age. I know that you're a young adult, but you could be doing a lot of other things, but yet you made yourself available to go down and help someone. So what words of encouragement can you give a young person or just an adult to get past their comfort zone and to be able to help someone in this way of life?
If it's on your heart, if it's not on your heart, don't even go for it, because it is something so rewarding when it comes from your heart to be able to go out and minister to these people. Because if it's not on your heart, you're going to find every excuse. Well, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. The first thing is, last year, only one of us had a job. All three of us got food stamps. You know, and we were having a hard time. I was in school. Sade, we're all single parents. Sade was the only one that was working. And we managed to still always feed at least 300 people. Even when there was times where it was no one out there helping us but the three of us and our children and Sade's kids. And that was it. And we still made it every single time, because it's something God has put it on us, and he's always made sure that we always had a way, that we have never been able to, we never had to turn anybody away. No, we don't have enough. Even when we thought we ran out of bags, there was extra meat and extra bread that was left over that we were able to make sandwiches with. It's so rewarding, and it's a blessing in its own. It's something that will really change your life. If you're trying to build your faith, go around people that have nothing but still praise God, that still love him, still are excited to wake up in the morning. You know, that's something that we don't take for granted and that we really appreciate. I just turned 21 2 days ago, and this is something that I've been doing since I was 19, and I love it, and I never want to not be able to do it. We've all given the shirts off our back. I've watched how they give a lady the shoes off her feet because the lady said she liked them. It's something that we really want to do and that we put our all into. If it's something that you want to do, put your all into it, because they're really appreciative of it. And the joy that you get back and the what God sees and the pleasure that he sees is more than enough. It's just, Pray about it. Find you a good team to be with you that's going to back you up, even if y'all don't have anything. And then go out and do it. And I promise you, you'll be so rewarded in just the fact that you could be able to do it, that you'll continue to try to find a way every month.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Would you like to add on to that, Charlene?
I don't even know if I want to go behind that, but
yeah, I know she has a great days there. But I tell you what, I got another question. I have another question for you, then. I'll give you a chance to catch up with
her.
Because I'm really enjoying this here conversation, and I'm just going to take a moment here and give a call in, give out a studio number in case someone want to call in this and carry you, maybe ask some questions. That number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. call in to the studio and ask this young lady a couple of questions, and then also get get some information on how to start something like this. Now, Shawty, I wanted to ask you something about this. If a person wanted to start something like this, and, you know, how would they go about doing it? Because a lot of people say, I want to help, but I just don't know how. Give us an insight on that. We know everything, you know, it's always different for everyone. But just, you know, give someone something to work with if you can.
Oh, I get that question all the time. Well, basically, we just did it. We sat down as a team. We decided what we wanted to do and what we wanted to offer and when we wanted to do it. And we came together collectively as to what exactly we were going to do and what our roles were going to be. And so we just, when we decided the date last year, we went out. And we used social media to get people to want to help and volunteer and donate. And we did that for about, I'd say, two and a half months, you know, building the hype that this is what's going on. This is what we're trying to do. If you want to be a part of it, join us, come out this day, come help this, come make a difference. And we really use social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the social media outlets, email. We use GoFundMe to try to help raise funds, just different things to try to get people's attention and get people encouraged to want to help, as well as even if you're asking someone to help, because people are really hesitant to want to give back, and they're also very hesitant to want to help something that they've never seen or something that they wanted to do, but they're afraid because, like you say, they feel like they can't do it or they don't have enough money or they don't have anything to give back, so that makes people be reserved and not want to do it. And we have to let them know it's not about the money, it's not about the funding or what you can give, just go out. Because even a simple conversation with the homeless or the people out there, that can be encouragement, just to let them know, don't give up, you're still loved, and things like that. But we use social media and everything, and people wanted to join, and we just went out.
Hey, that's great. And speaking of using social media, give us some contact information in case someone say, hey, I want to be a part of this, I want to be able to develop something on my own, or I just want to follow the ministry. Do you have a social media contact number, emails that you can share with our listening audience, was here in Dallas and California, in Florida, that they too may be able to follow and keep up with what's going on and support this type of ministry?
Our Instagram page is Helping Hands Healing Hearts on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Helping Hands Space Healing Hearts. So you can find them on Instagram and Facebook under the same name. My Instagram name is Shade, S-A-D-E, The Rebel, T-H-E-R-E-B-E-L, on Instagram. And my Facebook name is Shade, S-A-D-E, with the accent over the E. Last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
And Instagram is loving_this_life1. And my Facebook is Lele Marie, L-E-L-E space M-A-R-I-E.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing that with us. We'll put a posting on our site there so people can catch up with. Because, you know, this ministry is about putting the spotlight and sharing other ministries. You know, we've been doing this a number of years. We do jail, prison, street, and ministry. So we know that there's a lot of ministries available. There's a lot of work to be done. And we always looking for other people and being encouraged by other ministries. You know, when I saw y'all encouraged me. You know, that I'm not the only one out here doing it. Because sometimes you out there, you say, man, it's so much going on, but it seems like we're the only one that's doing that. But as you look around, God will reveal to you that you're not the only one doing this, and it's enough for everybody. So, ladies, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you and your ministry team. And y'all just keep up
the
good work. Now, now as we doing this interview here, what are some of the things that you you encounter with people need that kind of touch your heart? And you say, man, we wish we could do more.
The main thing that they ask for that they say is the least given is socks. We take everything We take food stamps. We take clothing. We take time. We take shoes. We take
blanket.
MasterCard, Visa, whatever you have. If you have 25 cents, we will take it. I promise you. We got PayPal. We have a Square. Everything. We make sure that there is no reason that we cannot go out, and we accept it all. Some people do not want to give money because they feel that it's going to go to somewhere else. Then buy the things yourself. You can buy things to make a sandwich, bread and lunch meat. If you want to donate a case of water, we accept it all. Whatever you have, if we will take it. I promise you, we will take it.
Clothes, shoes, blankets, pillows, anything, because they need it all. Toiletry bags. It's nothing that we won't, like she said, that we won't take, because it's going back to them, and they need everything. Some of them don't have anything. They have to leave their locations, because we do encounter a lot of domestic violence victims. So they have nothing. They were uprooted from their location, trying to get somewhere safe, so all they have is themselves. So they need clothes and shoes and toothbrush, maybe shampoo,
work clothes,
pillow, blanket. We've seen people that couldn't get into the shelter in the winter, so they had to sleep outside the shelter. So they were asking for mittens and scarves and blankets and pillows and gloves to stay warm. So it's not about the money. We're not doing this for the money, because we fund ourselves. So if it was about the money, believe me, we'll only be taking for ourselves. Because like you say, when we started, it was just me. And I did a lot of the funding myself out of my pocket. So it's not about the money. We're not here trying to take your money, trying to take advantage of you. Like, you may think people are, oh, they're getting this money, it's going back to them because they're a nonprofit. They're trying to make money off of us. Yes, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, but everything that we get goes directly to the people we are trying to help, no matter if it's hashtag lunch bag or if it's us with a school supply drive or a Christmas drive. It goes back to the targeted audience of who it's going for, because we'll only be filling for ourselves, because a lot of it's coming from us. It's coming out of our pocket, so we're not going to steal from ourselves.
Hey, amen. And I know y'all have a heart for it, but thank you for sharing that. Now this you said it's hashtag Lunch Dallas. I like that name. It's kind of catchy. How did that come about?
Well, the Los Angeles group, they started it. It's called hashtag Lunch Bag, and each city just continues the same name, and they add their city onto it. So we're hashtag Lunch Bag Dallas. And,
that's great. The Dallas chapter.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you want to read more about L.A., you can always – they have a website, hashtag lunchbag, to get more of a background of what they're doing and the different places that they are, because they're actually, like I say, all over the U.S., and they've reached out of the country as well now. So that's something that's growing, and we're so glad and honored to be a part of that.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you. This interview, it's been a great interview. We're about ready to wind down and go into the second part of our show here. But before we get off here, now, when do y'all start your preparing for the next month? So I've listened to artists that have a sense that, hey, they up to something, I want to be a part of it. So if they want to contact you, what's a good time? I know it's always a good time, but when do you actually start preparing for the next month?
We take donations at any time. I'm Leilani. I'm in Denton area. Sade is in the Dallas area. You can bring it to us, or we can meet you somewhere. But we go out every last Sunday of the month. But we take donations all month long. Or if people want to just show up, if they want to make sure that it's going out, then you can show up the day of the event and bring your things with you, and you can see it, just how much it how much we are actually in the community. But we take donations at any time, depending on what it is. We accept it all.
Right, I understand. Yeah. I understand. And now you said that you what time do y'all have a designated time that you go down? Because I saw you, it was I don't recall a time wise, but so y'all time pretty well the same each month you go out.
Yes, we start
between 3 and 4. I seen y'all. I don't know exactly the time.
Yeah,
we start prep And
go ahead.
Yes, we start prep at the church where we prepare the lunch bags and the meals and get everything together, and everybody comes together at about 1 p.m. at the church that we attend. And once everything is prepared and boxed and bagged up and put in the cars, we go out. So, yes, normally that's about 3 o'clock we try to go out.
Okay.
And we
okay,
stay out there until we feed our last person and talk to our last person.
And you know, this type of ministry and these type of ministry, they're a blessing because we never know, as I'm stating again, we never know the lives that are being changed by the show of love and the token of love and just by assisting people during this difficult time in their life. All those people are valuable in the kingdom. All those people are valuable to God. And we have to see them through the eyes of God. You know, because the scriptures tell us so plainly, say, when you are restored, you're to strengthen your brother. You know, sometimes our restoring is restoring other people. As you ladies had stated, y'all were going through some things, you know, but yet you had the mindset and the heart to help someone else. And, you know, we don't always have to be doing well in our life. We can help people while we're sick. We can help while we're unemployed. We can help them while we're going through a lot of problems here, because that's where our blessing comes from. Ladies, you and your ministry team are being blessed by just what you're doing, by having a mindset to do these type of things. And someone is going to look back over this here period in their life, and they're going to say, it was good for me to be there at that time. I don't know why I could never understand it, but it was good for me to meet those ladies and that ministry team, because it made a difference in their life. As they see you coming out there and they see the boldness that y'all have that's representing our Father in heaven, it give them the boldness to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ladies, thank you for what you're doing. And as we get ready to get out of here, give us the name of your ministry again and your location and the time.
Helping Hands, Healing Hearts. And we assemble every last Sunday of the month at Christian Stronghold Church at 6810 Samuel Boulevard, Dallas, Texas.
Correct.
All right. And Shawnee, give us some those contact numbers.
Instagram name, Helping Hands, Healing Hearts. Facebook name, Helping Hands, Space, Healing Hearts. My Instagram name is Shade the Rebel, SadeTheReBel. My Facebook name is Shade, Sade, accent over the E, Johnson, Johnson.
And my Instagram is Loving_This_Life1, and my Facebook is Lele Marie, Lele space Marie.
Well, thank you, ladies. Oh, it was a great interview. Lele, God bless you. I hope to see you again in the ministry field, Errol. You know, we make that trip every week down there, so hopefully our paths cross again, and you encouraging
yes,
me, and we pray that you continue to do what you're doing. Sade, thank you for what you're doing. Ladies, what y'all are doing is God-given. You know, this ain't a man, because with man, you would have gave up, but it had to be inspired from God. So keep doing what you're doing, and God be the
glory. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, ladies, and we'll be seeing you in the missionary field, okay?
Yes. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right. God bless y'all. Oh, what a great interview that we had. Amen. What a great interview that we had with Lele and Sade there from the Hip and Hand, Hip and Heart Ministry there. They'll go out each and every month there to encourage people that God had forgot about them, to encourage people that God is still in charge there. Amen. And so as these ladies are preparing themselves each and every month, we ask you to be mindful of the numbers that they share with you. Be mindful that God is able to do all things. We don't have to do this ourselves. We don't even have to try to develop ministry ourselves. Just be a part of something bigger than yourself here. Amen. And we want to thank God for everything he's doing. As we get ready to make this transition to our next guest here, we want you to be mindful that you're listening to Free on the Inside, the internet program, to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. We want to encourage you to continually to follow the things that God has put to your hands to do. We want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. And as we get ready to bring in our next guest here, we have a young lady that's from the Philippines, and they do a missionary journey there, trip, and they go out to the islands, and they minister to runaway and abandoned kids, and it's quite a challenge there. And so we want to encourage them. We want to ask them some questions. Again, that calling number is 310-982-4126. Again, that calling number is 310-982-4126. Amen. And so you too can call in and just be a part of what we're doing. Amen. So what we're going to do here, we're going to give them a call, and we're going to just go, we're just going to go on with the business at hand. Amen. So. And again, I want you to be mindful of the website, grannyplace.org. Go to our website and visit and see what's going on. We have a new website, an updated website, so we ask you to please check it out and be a part of it. Amen. And so we want you to just continually to be encouraged by what you're hearing and be a part of it. Amen. And so, and as we get ready to bring in our next guest here, again, that calling number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. And we have quite a large archive of previous shows. We'd like you to go to our archive, and you can see all the different the guests that we done brought on, and you can experience some of the ministries of which we've been a part of. And so we're excited about everything that we do. We had a revival a couple of weeks ago. We have some pictures and also some guest interviews from the revival that was up. So we want to be mindful of them. And so I want you to go back and listen to it and be a part of what's going on that end. Amen. And also we have our host, co-host, Brother Daniel. He's called in from time to time. He's going to be giving us a call here shortly, and we're just going to be just doing what we always do. Amen. And so right now we're waiting on our next guest to call in. Again, as we said, we also have a couple other shows that's associated with Blog Talk Radio. Those shows are My Sister, My Friend, which is hosted by Sister Lewis, and Beverly Beasley, which is the co-founder of our internet program. They deal with women issues. They have some exciting guests on that each and every week, and also they deal with women issues there. And it's a very informative show. I listen to it from time to time. I even call in because not only are they addressing women issues, they dealing with men's and issues. They dealing with women issues, you know. So it's a great show to kind of chime in and out. And that show is on every Monday from 8 to 9. So you too can call in, and that number is still the same as this studio number. We only come on once a week, and so we'll. So we're just only on once a week. So we want to be very mindful of that right there. So, and also we have another show that comes on. Street Talk, I'm sorry, Street Talk. And it's on. And so what we do with that show is dealing with our young people and dealing with young issues. And so we want to make sure that we are able to bring our young people to the forefront, because, you know, I'm very mindful of the challenges that our young men and women have. I do a juvenile ministry, and which allows us to go to two different juvenile centers here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so we realize that there's a challenge for them to, you know, to go through life and everything. So they face many, many challenges. And right now, we're still waiting on our guests to call in. So, just see what's going on that end there. Amen. So, you may hear a little noise in the background. And that's we're just trying to get things ready here in the studio. And we want to thank you for being a guest on our weekly internet program. Thank you for continuing to be a part of what we're doing. Amen. So each and every week as we pull this show together here, we always are happy and pleased how God is continually to bless us with great guests each and every week. We have guests from all over the Metroplex and all over the great state of Texas and all throughout the country. We have talked to people from California to Detroit, Michigan, to Miami, Florida, and what we always talk about, ministry. You know, there's a lot of things going on. There's wars and rumors of wars and famine and all kind of calamities, but we're talking about ministry because, you know what, ministry changes things. You know, our logo and our slogan said, help change a life. And, you know, in despite of everything going on, do you know that ministry can stop wars? You know, believe it or not, because I said, why? Because you start loving each other. You start sharing the love of God. Do you know ministry can stop famine? How is that? Because you share, because you help a person to be able to help themselves. As these ministries are going out, yes, they're feeding, yes, they're closing, but they're also sharing the gospel and telling them that once they are restored, they'll be, you know, they'll strengthen their brother. They are challenging them to be all they could be in Christ Jesus. They are challenging them that God can still use them in spite of everything that's going on. And so don't just think that, hey, I'm just doing this and it ain't going to make no difference. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. So, you know, you want to be very mindful of that. What you're doing is changing the lives of men and women, you know. And so, that, you know, so that's something that we want to be mindful of. That these type of ministries do makes a difference and do change the lives of people. Amen. So we want, as you log on to the program, take time out to go to the website and just to see what's going on there. We got, my sister, my friend, got quite a large archives on there. So go back and see what some of the topics and some of the things that they are discussing. And see if it'll make a difference in your life. And then you can share it. And also, you can also contact some of the guests that's on there also. And so, and then as we were saying, we've been doing this for like 3 years. So we want to be very mindful that that we have a large archive and that you have to that you have plenty of ministry opportunities to share in people's lives and many ministry opportunities to be a part of something else. Okay, right now I'm having a little problem with the studio number here. We seem to be down. We got a little internet problem here, so I pray that you just continue to hold on. If not, we'll just have to redo this at a later date. But we're gonna continue to go for a few, and we've got some technicians that's working on that problem right now. I don't know if we're off the air or not, so what we're going to do is continue to broadcast, and we're going to try to get this matter resolved here. Right now, we're unable to play any of our past shows, so you just have to listen to me for a minute, okay? And I'm glad to have you aboard here. You know, this program has been going on for a number of years, and we never thought that we'll have this longevity on the internet. You never thought that we'll have these type of guests. And we have guests from all over the country. I just received a text from a minister in Kenya, East Africa, and he was just telling me that it was a blessing to be a part of this internet program. He had been a guest on the show, and you know, there's a large time difference, but yet he still made himself available to be on the internet. And so he just telling me, he said, "Hey there, Brother Lewis, I appreciate what you're doing." And you know, I keep saying Brother Lewis enough. And I am a brother, but I'm also a pastor and I'm also a deacon, so I wear many hats. So you may hear me toggle back and forth between brother, minister, or deacon. So I wear them, so whichever you decide to call me is okay with me because we're not bound by titles and stuff. So right now I'm just a brother. Now I'm glad to be a brother because, you know, it was a brother that saved me. He told me about the man of God. He told me about ministry, but it was a brother that encouraged me. It was someone that looked just like me. It's someone that just smelled just like me. It was someone that had the same pitfalls that I had that told me that it was something greater than myself. You know, so, and I drew comfort off of that right there. Amen. And so we're getting ready to go on with our program here. We're 10 minutes past our guests here at this time. So what we're trying to do is just get back on the internet here. And I'm sorry about the inconvenience there. So we just have some technical difficulties, and these things, they do happen. And so what we'll do is just continually to try to broadcast, and we don't know if we're on the air or not. Well, guess what? We know how to fix all this because we got someone that know how to edit programs, so we may have to edit this program. Better yet, we may not, because sometimes it lets us realize that even though you have a difficult time you must go on. And that's what ministry is about. You heard these young ladies over here say, sometimes we don't have no money. You heard these young ladies say, sometimes we just don't know how we're going to make this thing work. But we stepped out on faith. And that's what we're doing today. We're stepping out on faith. You know, and I pray that you've been encouraged also to step out on faith. And if you have an opportunity, please share this internet program with your family and friends. And just say, hey, there's something going on. There's some people that's making a difference. We heard about a Hip in Hand Healing Hearts ministry with some young ladies that make themselves available. And they gave us some contact numbers. And then we have some writers on this program here. We have Miss Velma, I believe is her name, and she's a writer, and she's been on here before. She got a great book, a couple of good books, and they're on the internet on iTunes. I think you can download them now from some of the internet sites here, and so you can go in, you can get you a copy of the book without even getting a paperback. You can just download it from the internet. And then we also had people on here that's dealing with life skills. We have some people on here that talks about trade. We had a couple weeks ago we did a program with reentry. So young men that was in and out of jail, they had reentry program. So we had brought them aboard here and they shared with us some things concerning reentry programs. And so that was a blessing right there. And we're trying to get back on the internet here, and we're going to see where we're at. There we are. All right, then we got some callers here on the line here. All right. Thank you, callers. We're back on the net here, and we got our guests on the line here. We're going to bring them in right now. Good morning. You're on the net. Good morning, Sunshine. You're on the net.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Thank you for holding on. We had some technical problems here, but welcome aboard. Sunshine, I can't hardly hear you. Hello? All right, then let's see about this other caller here. Miss Velma, good morning, you're on the net.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Velma.
Good morning, Velma. How you doing? Thank you for holding on. We had some technical problems, but welcome aboard.
I am fantastic. Thank you, Pastor.
Now, I have Sunshine on the line here also, and we're going to see, can we bring her in here? And then while we're doing that. Oh, well, great. Thank you. Well, you ladies, thank y'all for holding on. We had some problems here, but we got those resolved. And that's what ministry is about. You know, even though you have problems, you still do what God lays on your heart.
There are a lot of distractions in life, and that's what the enemy does specializes. But we got to have our eyes, our heart, and spirit focused on the cross. That the Lord said already, it is finished, it's done. All we have to do is focused on him, and he will bring it to pass.
Oh, that is so true. That is so. Now, give us an update on what's been going on with the ministry, because it's been a while since we talked with you and your ministry team. So get us up to date, and then we'll just go on from there.
Well, in 2013, we were scheduled to go to the Philippines and overseas and other countries. But we have rescheduled it. And November 7th and 8th, we're supposed to be in Tacloban City, Philippines. That's the site that we have more than 30 pastors that we are working. And we have rescheduled the date, so we were not there in that date. That date is very significant for all people because there was that biggest typhoon called Haiyan, and
yes, it
hit several cities in the Philippines, and the hardest part that it was hit was Tacloban City, Philippines, which is the place that we spend about 10 days in crusades in discipleship and also at the same time to work on the ministry in human sex trafficking is one of them, and several others in Manila. But at the time, because of the unfortunate happenings for the typhoon, at the time there was a surge of water. It's like a tsunami happened that resulted to catastrophic death of a lot of people. And all my families, over 50 of them, they were homeless overnight. So there were a lot of death, and I could not speak with my family for over a week. I could not find them. So every night, we were looking at CNN, knowing that we could see some of our relatives that are alive, families, but we did not see anything. So we focused. We couldn't understand. It's beyond our understanding why these things happen. But God has a reason to wake us up. So over a week, we found out that none of my families were dead among the 10,000 or more than 10,000 dead. So God honors your petition. God honors whatever difficulties it is. And God's love and the blood of Jesus covers. So we have to make a pause. Why things happen like this and what God is saying to us. Redirection, regroup, and at the same time, the heart was heavy because of the devastation and the conditions that the family doesn't have any roof over them. So here we were planning to help especially the children in the cemetery, that they don't have a roof, but they take shelter on the cemetery. And some, and most of them are kids. And kids, some of them become victims of human sex trafficking. We were focused on that case. And now our focus is for other people who are in danger, not only to the elements, but to the prey of even crimes or even people when they are desperate, when they have any food, no water, and no shelter, and very tired. And when it rains, they become wet, and their clothes become dry because they have nothing to change to other clothes. So we have to regroup. How can we help these people right now, urgently? So God has provided us means, and we call our friends. We call the people that support our ministry. We call and we talk and we share to everybody. So we were able to raise funds for them that we could send immediately. And knowing that there was nothing to buy in that place, even if you have money, there's nothing to buy in that place. So we were able to have a contact in Cebu City, in Manila City, where they can help and bring some food, buy foods that is like 1 hour away from the plane, and several, 1 day or 2 days travel from Manila in ship, you know, to send the food over to Tacloban City. So God gives you surprises, and when you are the foundation, when you have the foundation in Him, no matter how big it is, no matter how difficult it is, I would say that there is not any bigger than our God. There is not anything that has life solution here that is promised to us. All we have to do is stargaze, has that eagle eye, has the tiger eyes on Him, and pray, and always have a support system, because that is when you are prayed upon, and so many prayers that goes to our Lord, the aroma of prayers that He answers. how much he cares. And no matter how much difficulty or catastrophic in life, always remember that God loves you and God will never, never forsake you. So with that, I would like to share to our audience today, and always remember in your heart, you are made up. There is a measure of faith that he has given us. There is a measure of abilities that he has given us. Tap on that. Dig on that. Because when you do and you don't falter, you don't waver what is presented to you, all and everything, steps that you will take is always guided and led by the Holy Spirit. So if these things happen to any of us, it makes us stronger also. That, yes, Lord, I have passed the test, your test, because we did not waver, we did not think, we were not angry. Some people who are not founded in the Lord strong and have not tapped the source, where is our strength come from? They will be devastated to the point of being paralyzed. But you shouldn't go to the Word of God, because he had promised us that he is bigger, he is the solution solver, he is our Savior, he is our Redeemer, and the fact that he has gone to the cross for us, for our eternal life, had shown us that he had loved us first. And our response in our heart, no matter what is the temptation of the negative force, is, yes, Lord, we trust you. I trust you. We trust you because you have promised this. You will never forsake us. And it is already finished. And the solution will come out like a cream that we can see, and it is revealed before our eyes. So there was a wake-up in Tacloban City, Philippines. There is a wake-up from the Lord that maybe he's saying, you don't love me enough, or let me test you what will happen to this. Because if that things happen, do not allow anything to devour you. Because human tendencies is to cave in. But if you don't cave in, you stay strong and you stay encouraged. And for those people who are in ministry, it's time for us to work so that you can be a witness, you can be an encourager, you can be a help in any point to the best of your ability, to the strength that God gave you. And that's what it does. Strength, because of things happening, that you would never falter. Who is our source and who is our Redeemer but Jesus Christ? Take it away, Pastor.
Hey, man, God bless you, God. We have a caller on the line here that wants to call in, and we're speaking to the ministry team of Sunshine and Velma. They do missionary work in the Philippines and also here in the States here, and they just encouraging us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. They have a ministry and a heart for helping hurting people, youth that in particular, youth that have been abandoned or run away, or youth that have been victim of crime and sex trafficking. And so there's a great need for it. And right here in Dallas, Texas, there's a thing that's going on that we're not aware of. And she's sharing with us about some things that we need to be mindful of. Now, with next voice you hear will be our caller that's on the line here. Brother Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Reverend Lewis.
Good morning, man. We got a couple of great guests on the line this morning. We have them on here now, so if you want to say hello to Velma and Sunshine, they missionaries from
right.
Philippines. They do work in the Philippines.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to them for a minute.
Good
How you
morning.
Doing, Ms. Velma?
Good morning.
How are you doing, Ms. Sunshine?
I'm excellent, and thank you in the name of Jesus.
I think you was on this show before, weren't you?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, that subject that you're talking about, sex trafficking.
Yes.
Is that a, is that a ongoing thing right now? Has it declined any bit, or has it increased since our publicity been given it? What are some of the results so far?
Well, the awareness is simply increasing, and we encourage everybody to also be involved. There is an increasing, the enemy all throughout, not only in the United States, but all throughout the world. It is the most, it is silent, it's laboring, and it is growing, and the work is immensely increased also, because we want to prevent these kids to be educated in this arena. The human sex trafficking has still that stigma. Helps with the other people to be silent. So there are still other victims that have not even coming forth or have come forward so that they can be helped. And the campaign for us, for them to know where the hotline is, where the churches are, so that when they come out from it, they will not be afraid that they will endanger their lives. Because there are people out there that when they are connected with these people who drug them, you know, so that they can continue whatever they dictate. And it is really a modern slavery that when somebody is trapped with that kind of life and want to lead for their life but feel that they don't have any choice, it is increasing. But there are other kids that coming forward. The percentage of increasing is because there are a lot more people that are proliferating. They wanted to penetrate other areas. So that's why we need to work in conjunction with other churches so that they can find these people that are in a group. So one example of that is even in Africa where kids were kidnapped, you know, were kidnapped in broad daylight. And yet there were 300 kids that were victims. And so group that are, it's like a gangster type, or the crime that they choose is like that because they feel it's very lucrative, you know, and it is the work of the enemy. So we are gathering, we are appealing to people that be involved with this, because otherwise there will be no end. It will be increasing. So people who are all around the world, we would like to communicate with them so that whatever way they can is to reach out, and each and everyone, especially organizations. That's always
okay,
the unit of the family.
Okay, do you have something like a major website that you keep in touch with some of the stuff that's happening?
Yes. We work with another itidings.com, and then Living Waters World Ministries. The itidings.com is a lady that worked with us, who is also involved in the propagating to stop this modern slavery. And sometimes also we have to do direct communication with the people so that it will not be as open as, you know, to the enemy. There are things that, information that we cannot put in the website, but awareness, but the steps that we do is not there. So people can call us, our phone number,
to, if they want to be involved in a big way, is 469-396-6806. And we connect with the right people for safety purposes.
Can you repeat the numbers for us now?
469-396-6806. And also 469-276-5307.
Okay, what's the website address now?
The website is Living Waters World Ministries. And that website, we have other ministries that are involved in support, in this support, and then whoever calls us or whoever call us and contact us, we connect for safety purposes, that we filter people.
Okay, now can you tell us directly how long have this been documented that this has been going on?
You mean the human sex trafficking?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, the human sex trafficking has been here for a long time. You know, more than 20 years, more than 30 years. But even in Thailand, you know, there was a documentary done in Thailand about how the human sex trafficking are being done, you know, and it was shown one time in the TV, and how the young girls are being picked up and at the same time promised a good life here in America, mm-hmm. and at the same time, or it's a big operation in India, even in Indonesia, in the Philippines. I could not even believe it that there are a big operation there.
What you saying there? They basically take them and put them in and give them a place to stay and bring them to America and hold them up in maybe hotels or something like that.
Yeah, they are. For some reason, they have a way of getting away. Some of them, right there in their locals, they operate. Some of them are brought to America. Some of them are brought to other places where there is a big connection. This is several billions of dollar industry, you know, for people. And some of them, they prey on people, on young kids, ever in the where they have family problem, and some of them are picked up, literally picked up. And I have conferred a lot of churches that some of their victims are, they pick up, you know, when they go somewhere and make them, drag them, put them in a place where it is not even humanly livable, those conditions. And when this kids are in drugs, they want more drugs because they have tasted how it is or ever ashamed to get out. Few will run out because for fear of life.
Yeah.
So there are parents. Go ahead.
Ms. Irma, you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
What is your part with this process?
Well, we work together, and we're able to counsel some of the kids that are already saved from the sex trafficking, and people who are in the safe houses there in the Philippines.
Amen. Well, I'm glad somebody's doing something about this, you know. We need stuff, you know, people to do things, because I was looking at how over in Africa, how they kidnapped all those girls and held them out like that. And I believe that's some of the same, probably the same thing was going on too. And also, like it's kind of, I don't really want to say it now, like he bringing all the South American people and the Mexican people into this country. You also have to be careful about stuff like that too, because, you never know what be going on behind closed doors, when you say one agenda and another agenda be going on, So, the enemy is busy. And he does things, until we really find out what's happening and we try to put an end to some of this human suffering, that they're doing to our people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to surprise you for what y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you,
though.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Man, you had some great questions there. Now, Sunshine and Velma, as we get ready to wind down this interview, thank you for being a guest on the show. Last time y'all was here, y'all really informed us and challenged us to be all we could be in Christ Jesus. I know you have a heart and a passion for what you're doing, and it's just such a joy to know that we have men and women on the front line that's in the trenches, so to speak. Because I remember last time we saw her, you told me about the young men and women that was living in the Philippines that were living in the crib. And I shared that story that touched my heart. But yet, there's a lot of work to be done. You had shared with me offline about other ministries and other opportunities that we too can get involved and support what you're doing. Will you please be able to share that with us before you go? What we can do to support this type of ministry?
We would like to have in communication with those ministries to come forward. The reason is, first of all, we need prayers all over. Prayers is the aroma that goes to our Father, through Jesus. So we need to be covered with that prayers. And, of course, besides prayers, we need them to get involved in the heart level and the spirit level, that there is something that you can do. What is it that you are willing to do in this matter? Would you just be a listener? Would you just be something of knowledge facts? It is always any time that we touch lives over there, especially overseas, especially over here, most of the time, that's why our fundraising is very important, because that's how we can move fast when we have the funds to mobilize things in supplies, mobilize in times of ministry, in times of people to descend in this arena. And at the same time, always cautious for safety, and at the same time, our supply should never go down, because sometimes the need arises there to have some group of kids, group of young women, group of young men that needs help right away. And at the same time, always educate people around you that there are so many pride of people out there, that to be cautious, not even your own children, that to be cautious, especially in the internet, that they will not engage in any stranger that are posing to be young people like them and not agreeing to meet anywhere else, because sometimes that person is a perpetrator, and your life overnight will be changed. So young people don't think like that, don't have the experience, have the caution. So they need to be locked in where their faith is practiced, and always let your parents know where you are, and at the same time, do not let any strangers that you had a conversation
in the computer. And don't even look for one because you are looking for headache. At the same time, for your safety and your future.
Miss Bell, before we get out of here, would you like to just add a few words for, regarding what she just shared? And as we get ready to wind down, we want to thank you ladies for this. It's been a great interview. And thank you for your patience. You came on, and we are having an extended show here because we had some technical difficulty, but it was worth it. It was worth for us to talk about this conversation and these challenges that we face.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. I just thank God that I'm being used in this arena to be able to help others, and that my heart is there, especially in the Philippines. I am just grateful to be a part of being able to help save others as well as physically and emotionally and also spiritually, and bringing them up in their lives.
Well, amen. God bless you, lady. Sunshine and Velma, God bless you both. And you know what? I would love to have y'all come back on here at a later date to keep us connected with what's going on. And when you're doing fundraisers and trying to recruit people, let me know what's going on so we can pass the word and be a part of what you're doing, because we know that this is a worthwhile effort here. This not only does it affect the people in the Philippines and in other countries, but it also affects us right here in the States, you know, because the sex trafficking has been around as long as time. But yet,
yes,
we serve a God that is timeless.
Yes.
Yes. So
we
appreciate you,
yes,
brother, for giving us the time and for being involved with, this is a radio and everybody can hear that. And
yes,
this spread of communication is very, very effective. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, God bless you. You ladies have a great day and be strong in the Lord. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from y'all. Amen.
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 Thank you, Reverend.
Amen. God bless y'all. What a great interview that we had there with Sunshine and Thelma. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, Brother Daniel, yes, we get ready to get out of here, Brother Daniel.
Yeah, man. That's a pretty hard subject, huh?
Yes, it is. Hey, man, we got to get out of here. We went over because we had some technical difficulties. But close out in the word of prayer, and then we'll just talk again. And we look forward to next week's show.
Heavenly Father, bless our hands, bless our hearts, and bless all the minds who wanted to participate on this program today that wasn't able. Help the world, help the everybody that's trying to strive to find you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, God bless you, my brother, until we meet again next week. Amen. And we give
Amen.
God the glory. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Amen. You've been listening to Free on the Inside. And in that weekly program, to inform you and encourage you and challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. Please tune in next week for another great show, another great episode of God's People Helping God's People. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sunshine, Velma, for being guests on the show here. And our other guests there from the Helping for the Helping Hand Healing Ministry, a street ministry located in Dallas, Texas. They go out and they feed and pray for our men and women that's on the street. God bless you both. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.